news from over here. Sharing ideas, thoughts, inspired by life lessons, current affairs, and experiences from Yard and all over the world. Tune in now and every time to hear a refreshing spin on simple but profound topics with a straight Jamaican perspective and twist. You may never know, the views heard could be your view the next time. In a world where so much data, content, and recording is all around us, we all know that we are as good as our last mistake or last failure or successful action. So now that I let the puss out of the bag, we all have outstanding achievement that has formed some basis for us to springboard on. And that platform could be to measure or look at the progress of our performance. Therefore, this means on this spectacular episode of Views From Over Here, I will reel off a bunch of statistics, then put them into context, and lastly put my perspective and spin looking at the implications and the meaning of them. So I'm wondering where to start in the world. Okay, since statistics is a numbers game, let's start there. Currently, the world population is a little over 8 billion people in total as of November 2022. And that is projected to reach 9 billion in 2037. And we're actually growing at 0.88% per year. The next statistics is COVID stats. And this may be a thing of the past, but still COVID is taking a lot of lives in the background. So with that said, the total worldwide numbers is a little over 695 million people to date have confirmed cases, with US, India, and France as 1, 2, 3 top countries that have COVID recorded in them. So we have touched on the world. Let's zone in on Jamaica, land we love. So a quick review of the statistics for Jamaica. One of the ones that jump out to me is we're at 4.5% the current unemployment rate, which is a record low, which means more people are working now and more than any other time in the country's history. Interestingly, another statistics to note is that with few travel advisories that has been issued by Uncle Sam and Canada as at March 2023, there is a decrease by 22% compared to last year for people traveling to the country Jamaica. Maybe you can feel it because we all know the volatile nature of the country. But this decrease is due primarily to the declaration of SOEs, which are state of emergency, and the bad crime rate. But ZOZOs and the community interventions are being used to lessen those violent crime. So there's something being done. Regardless of all of that, Jamaica was still good enough to reach on the coveted 132 happiest countries and actually came in ranked at number 68th happiest country to live in. Definitely, we have a buzz. Although Finland, Denmark, and Iceland led the ranking as the happiest countries. And just for your knowledge, Canada, USA, and UK came in at 13th, 15th, and 19th respectively. On the contrary though, the unhappiest countries to live in is Afghanistan, Lebanon, and Sierra Leone. I wonder what is going on there. I have no idea. You can all find out and let me know. So next up is the statistics about the top exporter. Because food is life. Some people say them eat to prevent hunger, not because them hungry. The world top exporter is obviously going to be China, up 16.8% from 2020. They have actually mastered the art of production. Number two exporter is USA and three Germany. So although a lot of questions are out there regarding the quality of products made in China, which includes the electronics and the machinery, which includes computers,
They are first and second most exported. And the third thing that China exports a lot is vehicles. I never know that. And the world is now starting to embrace Chinese-made cars. I didn't know. That's what the stats are saying anyhow. And the numbers, they don't lie. The next statistics to mention is the literacy rate, which is 86%. Can you believe it? More people can read and write. Comparatively though, the number one country is Uzbekistan with 99.9%. So we have a far way to go. What about the stats on life expectancy? That is at 73.16%, which is gradually increased 0.2% over the last 4 years. I guess that means people are living a little bit longer, and I obviously would have more gas in the tank to go. Also, a little tidbit here is that according to UN, 388,000 babies are born daily across the world. So the next statistics is for sure one that we all have felt in one way or another. And it is the record-breaking temperatures we have experienced lately. Whether you measure the heat in degrees Celsius or Fahrenheit, we all can agree the time hot for countries that had the summer months. On the world stage, the hottest day was July 4, 2023, soaring past all previous highs with scorching heat that made even countries in the tropics that are used to this type of heat complaining and being uncomfortable and seeking unconventional methods of keeping cool. In Jamaica, they recorded four, not one, not two, not three, but four consecutive days of the highest temperature with figures over 100 degrees Fahrenheit or 39.1 degrees Celsius. And it steadily exceeded the previous days on and on for that period. Now that is what I call a heat wave. Maybe it's global warming, or maybe it's climate change, but certainly it's feeling hot, hot, hot. So those statistics, I think, apply generally to all and could be relevant to pretty much anybody. But there are other things happening globally and locally in your neck of the woods. So I just found a few, and I'll just reel off some interesting stats to me just for good to know basis. Number one, WhatsApp users exchange up to 65 billion messages daily. How much you contribute to that number with the user base of over 2 billion. Next stats, get this. Each day, Google processes 8.5 billion searches. I can leave it at that, but I use Bing, so I'm moving right along. Third stats, social media accounts for 33% of total time spent online. I think that's pretty self-explanatory, and that number may be a bit low. Next one, in 2020, there were 3.6 million electric vehicles on the road. And the number of electric vehicles now is projected to increase to 145 million by 2030. That not far away. Make sure you get yours to support the green renewable energy. After all, Jamaica got a whopping 50 of the electric buses to run on the Jamaican roads. Let's see how those do. My next stats. 56% of Americans can't afford $1,000 emergency expense from their savings account. I wonder what that number would be in Jamaica. How much of your budget can you really afford? Most people live hand to mouth. The final stats that I want to touch on is on obesity, which has seen a dramatic increase, which has affected 42% of adults and 19% of children. And that same obesity has led to 2.8 million deaths worldwide. Interestingly, studies have also found, due to obesity, a direct correlation the amount of people doing cosmetic surgery. That has tripled in the past decade, and 107% of persons are doing the upper arm lift, which is trending, and breasts, which is another 48%, which has always been there, facelifts and all other adjustments to their body. So that is enough. I have to stop now. Otherwise, I could go on and on sharing some interesting statistics, which may be of interest to you. But to close, what should be important to us is generating good statistics, which are contributing to nation building and having a positive footprint on the world. So continue to be making strides in whatever walks of life you are in, because it can be measured. And note, 93% of people don't check facts that they read on the internet. But regardless, one day you will be counted, and that's a big if you are not already being recorded in some shape or form already.